T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A small W for the PM team. Back when free agency started, name we gave you, Quez Watkins. Andy Weidel guy from the Eagles. Wide receiver. Steelers signed him today. Don't know the money. Probably not a lot.
Better not be a lot.
His nickname is Fast Batman.
So is there a, does that imply, does the existence...
original Batman wasn't fast enough. They didn't think they could merely call him in Philly Batman. They had to nickname him Fast Batman.
So does the existence of a Fast Batman imply the existence then of a slow Batman?
Well, you're the one that just watched the new Batman movie.
Oh, he's methodical in that movie. He's very much, he's 4 yards at a time on that investigation. Clouds of dust, too.
Superhero known for speed, The Flash, no? Isn't that where you'd go with that?
But Daredevil, maybe?
Donnie, did you ever get into comic books and superheroes as a kid? Did you do any of that stuff?
Nah, not really. Like, the only superhero-type movie I'm into were some of the Batman movies.
The Dark Knight.
Yeah, I mean, The Dark Knight's one of the best movies ever. At least one of the best of my lifetime.
There's the one cool super-fast one in one of the X-Men movies where the guy's whole deal is he... To show how fast he is, they just do everything else around him in slow motion, and he's picking people out of an exploding mansion. But
Wolverine?
Like, no, he's Wolverine's is that he's got giant claws fused to his body, and he can't be killed.
Not bad.
I mean, wouldn't it get old after a while, though, if you're Wolverine?
Wasn't there a guy named Gambit that just threw playing cards at people?
Oh, did you? Hold on.
What
Donnie,
a lame-ass superhero that
no,
is.
No, they were like charged with like pure energy. He was pretty cool. Also, he got all the hot babe mutants.
They
all liked Gambit. Yeah, he talked friendly, like, hey, mon ami, like all that crap. He was like the Cajun guy. He got Rogue. Rogue was smoking hot in those X-Men shows. The one who couldn't touch people, she had to wear the gloves.
Did she have a blue bodysuit?
No, she had the green and gold bodysuit.
Who had the blue bodysuit in the X-Men
Mystique.
Movie? I liked her.
Yes. I'm talking about
what
the cartoon.
What actress played her?
Jennifer Lawrence, I thought, played her. And no, did you ever watch the X-Men like cartoon show back in the day when you and I were kids? Donnie was not even
bits
like bored.
And pieces.
They rebooted that and apparently it kicks ass. I think I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch a cartoon.
Donnie, look up why they nicknamed Quez Watkins Fast Batman.
Yeah.
See if you can get to the bottom of that. Why in Philly they thought Batman was just
not good enough.
Cool enough
we
nickname.
Need to make sure you know he's quick. He's you know what he fits in with? I still think they got a guy their new wide receivers coach.
Zach.
I always mess his last name up. I'm not even going to try it. Zach
Asini. Asari?
Say that. Azani. I don't know. Asini?
I should probably get the pronunciation down before the season starts.
I'm butchering it, and that's why I tried to avoid it. They have him at Western Kentucky to look at Corley today. Quez Watkins is a guy, though, to me. I mean, he's got 1 year where he looks like he's more than a guy.
He got phased out of the offense in Philly. When Andy Weidel was still around, big part of that offense. Okay, why'd they nickname him Fast Batman?
So all three of the Eagles receivers a couple of years ago, they took some sort of Batman part into their nickname. Like A.J. Brown was Swole Batman.
Get out of here.
Devonta Smith was Skinny Batman.
That makes sense.
And Watkins was Fast Batman.
That's like the Young Money family.
Can you imagine if they had a fourth receiver who was a little heavier? They just called him Fat Batman.
That's like when
they
call Steelers,
him the Penguin.
That's like when the Steelers had Mike Wallace, Emmanuel Sanders, and Antonio Brown.
Young
they
Money
were the Young
family.
Money.
Yeah.
And AB was Turk. And I don't remember what Mike Wallace was Fast Money, I think, was his nickname.
What was Emmanuel Sanders?
Don't remember. You think it would say on
Football
Ref? Reference?
Hold on. Emmanuel Sanders. Manny. Hold on now.
Was not in the mood to talk to me at the Super Bowl the last couple times I saw him there. I don't know if he feels like he left Pittsburgh on bad terms.
Now, don't you think
he
AB...
He was not excited to see me.
AB, they're so detailed about the nicknames on Football Reference. They even have Tom Brady, one of his listed as Pharaoh. I've never heard a person call Tom Brady Pharaoh in my entire life.
Mr. Big Chest listed?
It's AB, Mr. Big Chest, MBC, or Ronald Ocean. Why isn't Turk on there? Ronald Ocean.
His Twitter is blowing up.
CTESPN.
This cracker of the day thing is taking off like wildfire. The kid from Oakland said on McAfee show that it was like of all the things that he's all the recognition he's received after he beat
being
Kentucky.
Being AB's cracker of the day.
He did. He said, my friends loved it. I'm proud to report. I feel a sense of accomplishment that I got that recognition. We should have brought that up to Greg Campy when we had him on.
Can you imagine if BYU had been matched up against like Yale in the first round in a 4-13? AB would not known what to do.
AB also was giving, again, the Twitter AB is not the actual AB.
No,
anymore.
It's a social media person.
But he's a big fan of Clemson because their assistant coach's name is Dick Bender. So he's rallied behind the Tigers.
I thought it was safe to take a sip of coffee there. We almost got a spit take right across the room.
He wants Clemson to go deep here behind Dick Bender. But anyways.
Oh, we're adults here. Two of us are almost 40.
The Tomlin thing about how these guys from the draft at wide receiver are able to assimilate and play well right off the bat. Now that his opinion out there is known, that could explain why the Steelers have a level of patience with the wide receiver thing that I know I don't have. Like I want someone else because I want to quell that concern and solve that problem now.
What if they also think that maybe in this offense it really is more of a one receiver offense, at least one big dog right off the bat, and that it's easier to have an obvious understudy if it's a
drafted
player.
I don't know how somebody becomes a big dog when if you're opening up with Baltimore. Their defense looks at the Steelers and says, oh, they've got one good receiver. It's George Pickens. Let's make sure we take him out of the game.
Sure.
And if they want to throw the ball to Quez Watkins and
God bless
Van Jefferson the rest of the game, go right ahead.
No, but he might think it's easier to bring in. And didn't you bring this up last week? Are they worried about how Pickens might react
yes,
to it?
Yes, I did bring that up.
I think it'd be easier to do that with a drafted player and not have him feel threatened. I mean, you heard my big theory that they should try to go after Scary Terry. McLaurin, great locker room guy, but you know that would tick Pickens off because he's a bona fide number one. He's a legit top-end receiver.
The 49ers said today that they're not shopping Ayuk right now. They're trying to get a long-term deal done with him. Let's see what happens there. I really think that we're gonna get an answer a month from now at the draft because just like we saw a couple years ago with A.J. Brown and Hollywood Brown and those moves got made on draft night when teams could theoretically draft the wide receiver and not pay one. They're in position to draft one. So, hey, you want our veteran receiver? You can go ahead and pay him the $20 million that we don't feel like giving him. I could see that happening again. And so the Steelers, I don't think, are going to make a move now unless they think that they're going to get like a steal. They're going to fleece the team. And I think the Bears are done doing business with them for now, so they're not going to get DJ Moore or Keenan Allen in the next couple of weeks. I think that well is run dry, at least for
Does
now.
Does Omar just at least try? Does he at least pick up the phone and say, hey, Ryan, that DJ Moore, he probably won't have chemistry with Caleb Williams.
So
what do you say?
I don't even think they'll sign Tyler Boyd unless it's an extreme hometown discount thing where he just says,
so it's really
screw
Pickens,
it.
A drafted player, probably on day two, if I had to guess, and then some guys.
Well, hold on. I'm not ruling out that those teams that have... Now, I don't think that T. Higgins would get traded to the Steelers.
That would seem stupid on their part.
But, okay, but even... Let's talk about Minnesota for a second. And I know that this, again, ties back to Antonio Brown and his ridiculous Twitter account, but if Omar Khan gets wind on draft night that Minnesota's thinking about doing what they did before, which was let's trade Stephon Diggs and then just draft his replacement. If they can't come to some common ground with Jefferson, they're probably at least going to see what they can get for him. That doesn't mean they'll take it or even, but they at least want to, they want to have options. You know what? And think about it. There's also the report that Minnesota wants to move up again
to get a quarterback.
To get a quarterback. So they've got to recoup picks. Whew.
That would be, that one is such a big deal, and the money to you know, sign Justin Jefferson once you get him is so huge. Like, I mean, he's the best, he's at worst the second best receiver in the league, I think.
Who would you put him behind?
Well, you know I'm always partial to his college teammate, but on numbers alone, I cannot put Chase ahead of him.
No, you definitely can't.
So he's, who would I put him behind? Probably nobody. He's probably number one. He's probably the best receiver in the league. He is, I say the numbers are crazy because it's probably $30 million a year, but he's worth it. And you know what there? I think that's one of the only guys you could bring in as talented and mercurial as Pickens is where he like would understand what the pecking order is. Like this guy is better than me.
It sounds crazy, and it probably won't happen. But this team needs a wide receiver, and now that Omar Khan is the boss and in charge, and I think Tomlin also does not share the same conservative mindset of Kevin. I think now we're learning it was more of a Kevin Colbert thing, and the checks and balances of that made it hard for the Steelers oftentimes to make these big,
splashy,
massive trades, yeah. Although they found agreement on the Minkah Fitzpatrick thing.
Yeah, that one's still an outlier, but yes.
I just...
This would be a huge one, though. I mean, but you, I guess you have to... Sounds like what you're saying is you have to at least give credence to the idea that they could sniff around it because of how they've acted the rest of this offseason. And are you paying a quarterback? No.
Right. You've got $4 million plus invested in quarterbacks when every other team in your division has a cap hit over $27 million on its quarterback. Now, you're paying your defensive guys a lot of money. I'm not ready to look at this group of wide receivers and think, well, it's fait accompli, it's George Pickens, and a bunch of guys that project more as threes and fours.
If you can get a guy on day two, though, who projects as a two and maybe even a one, depending on how certain things shake out. I mean, you can definitely get somebody. I'll admit, if it's Pickens, Quez Watkins, and Van Jefferson, and then they don't draft a guy till day three, I will be seething.
And that's what Tomlin is saying, but I think if another player in a trade becomes available to them, they're not gonna say no to it out of hand because they like the guy they're gonna take with the 51st pick in the draft more.
I would agree with that.
Than the star wide receiver who's available. Yeah.
I would agree with that.
Would they rather draft a wide receiver 51st or use that pick and another pick to get Ayuk? I think they'd rather have Ayuk and pay him the $20 million a year.
It depends on what the other pick is.
Right.
I mean, because I think then you're getting into the devil's in the details there. Because they still, like, we say all this, but they still have other holes. And like,
well, what are the other holes? Center?
Center and tackle still.
I don't think they look at tackle as the hole that we do. I'm sorry.
I know. Hold on. Before you were able to attend the show on Friday because of your travel delays, we read the little blurb from Deion saying exactly that. They don't view it as a whole the way the outside world does.
I didn't see Deion write that, but I think he's dead on with it.
Okay. I can also then have the opinion of, that's effing stupid. Not of Deion, of them.
Yeah.
This idea that, and I think this is an, listen, this has been not an exculpatory offseason for Mike Tomlin, but we realize, like you just said, checks and balances, and he's clearly probably wanted to do more than they've done in past years to shake things up. The idea that Dan Moore has somehow ingratiated himself to them is just insane. He is their worst offensive lineman. And I say that as somebody who tried in vain to defend him in the early portions of his career. The idea that you would say publicly or have it be like publicly known that you don't feel you need a tackle because you like Dan Moore at left tackle and you're going to keep the left tackle you drafted at right tackle. Well, why is that? Well, because Dan Moore can't play right tackle. Buddy, go put on the tape of Dan playing on the left side. I think you'll find a rude awakening that he can't play there either.
We'll get our answer. He's going into the last year of his, wait, he's got 2 years left on his deal, right? Because, do I have that right?
No, I thought he was going.
Donnie, look that up on Moore for me.
He's 2021 drafted.
So he's got 1 year left.
Yep.
Okay. So he's got 1 year left on his deal. If they like him, then they'll probably sign him to an extension. They won't draft somebody in the first or second round, and they'll give Moore an extension. If they don't, they'll draft someone on day one or day two.
I just don't know how
they'll let him go into free agency.
I don't know how you can look at Dan Moore and look at what is, by all accounts, a very deep and talented tackle class when you already just drafted Broderick Jones last year ostensibly to play left tackle and say, nope, we're good. It just, it wouldn't evaporate all of my goodwill that they've started to build up with me this offseason making some bolder moves, but I would just be pulling my non-existent hair out wondering, what the hell is it that you see in this guy? And usually when I say something like this, I'll get the Twitter mentions filled with, they know way more about football than you, idiot, blah, blah, blah. But I think most people are united in how they feel about Dan Moore, except the people who actually make the decision here. You're telling me Andy Weil, who helped build the Eagles through the trenches with that great offensive line, you're telling me he looks at Dan Moore and goes, yep, that's our guy to protect the blind side? Come on!
Donnie, what hole are you more concerned about? What's happened at wide receiver or what's going on with their offensive line?
Well, I mean, the middle of the offensive line currently has no player at it. I mean, wide receiver, you can at least say, at the absolute worst, we have George Pickens and just a bunch of like average or below average players. Yeah, I would like them to at least try to patch that hole a little bit. But their plan right now at center is what?
Herbig? Yeah.
I don't know about that one.
I think most...
And apparently they've had no conversations about James Daniels as a center.
Yeah, that's off the table.
I would rather them go that route than Herbig. I don't know about you guys, but...
I would rather have a big wide receiver and Herbig at center than have a good wide receiver and Quez Watkins or Van Jefferson as my number two wide receiver. I want another playmaker.
Even in an offense where the running backs are supposed to be huge playmakers, both of them?
I want as many playmakers as I can get my hands on. And then I want the offensive coordinator, who used to be a head coach, to figure out a way to make it all work.
I mean, I watched the center last year be unable to snap the ball and that continually get in their way.
Yeah, I agree.
And I also think you're saying this on the air in one of the few cities in the United States, football cities, pro towns,
yep,
where people would say, no, actually, we want the center. We love skill positions, but we have a tradition of great centers.
So what? Do people here think that the Bengals should have drafted Sewell over Chase?
Well, he's a tackle pony.
No, but I'm just saying.
I think a lot of people actually thought that at the time they should have drafted Sewell, and it's one of the rare situations where whatever they would have done, it probably would have worked out.
Yeah, because he's really damn good.
I mean, the only thing you can say about him is he was supposed to be a left and they just kept him at right tackle and he just whoops people's
asses. I don't know.
Asses.
Just to go extreme here, right? What would give the Steelers a better chance of winning a Super Bowl if they traded for Creed Humphrey tomorrow or Justin Jefferson? That's
Justin
easy.
Justin Jefferson.
Right.
But so, is Creed Humphrey even the best? Well, forget it. Yes, Justin Jefferson is a massive game changer.
Well, Creed Humphrey's
player.
An all-pro. I think he was second team all-pro.
No, I get your point that the idea would be you would be adding the best wide receiver in the league and that inherently is a more valuable position, which it is.
Yeah. So I'm not
But
saying,
aren't you supposed to have that guy on your roster already, Pony?
In Pickens.
And find it supporting cast? Shouldn't you be looking, if anything, for the guy who's going to play your Jordan Addison role, which could be like a Ladd McConkey?
I know. Football 15 years ago is not what it is today, but I think the Steelers were okay with a so-so center and two really good receivers when they won their last Super Bowl. Now, they had a quarterback that could move around and take a hit, and it didn't really matter who his offensive line was, as it turned out. That was the gift of Ben. You know, now you've got a 36-year-old quarterback if he's getting pressured up the middle every time. But look, you should, to be honest with you, I'm just going to say this. You should be able to get away with an average center when you're paying your guards as much money as you are. You've invested hugely. They're probably paying guards more money than any team in the NFL.
Well, have you seen what some of these guards have been signing for, though, lately?
I know.
I think they actually might not be because but these if you're guards are signing. Kevin Dotson's making more than their top three guards combined, I think.
If you're going to skimp on a position, you should be able to do a little bit of that at center because you've got, say, Amalu and Daniels.
I know, but
And you're paying your backup center, as it turns out, $4 million. Herbig's getting paid like a starter.
I honestly think they would actually rather try to skimp on wide receiver and just go and draft guys and and not like make a blockbuster deal there. I think I got a weird feeling that if Powers Johnson's there at 20, they might.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.